The call to 911 came in at 7:49 on the morning of April 22, 2016. In the hours that followed, authorities would find 8 members of the Roden family shot to death at 4 rural Pike County locations. Authorities blocked access to winding and narrow Union Hill Road where many of the Rodens lived. Fear, says Pike County Sheriff Charles Reeder, spread quickly. Reeder described the crime scenes this way.
A brutal, premeditated, methodically planned out homicide of 8 people. These were human beings, a family, children, with small children. The most brutal homicide of 8 people that I've ever experienced.
Just before 10 that morning, Phil Fulton, the pastor of nearby Union Hill Church, opened the fellowship hall to tearful, trembling relatives.
It really, really shook the community to the very core. You know, walk into a trailer and find a little baby laying between the mother and dad and grabbing that child covered with blood and running out of the house. It's unimaginable.
Law enforcement officials launched a massive investigation, one that Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine describes as the largest the state has ever seen.
In the history of BCI, this is the biggest investigation that has ever occurred. Biggest in the sense of number of interviews, biggest in the sense of number of hours that has been spent on this case.
At its peak, officials say, almost 100 Bureau of Criminal Investigation agents were working in Pike County, gathering evidence, running down tips, interviewing people with information. Police received nearly 900 tips. They conducted several hundred interviews, executed 36 search warrants. The mobile homes in which the Rodens lived were towed away and stored at a secure location, an attempt to preserve the crime scenes. These days, the number of BCI investigators in Pike County is somewhere around 10. Gone are the hordes of news media that descended on Pike County early on. Resident after resident I approached refused to talk about the case. Attorney General DeWine acknowledged that locals might be losing hope, but DeWine says he's sure that the case will be solved.
I fully understand residents of Pike County's frustration. That we are a year into this investigation and we do not have an arrest. However, we can tell the people of Pike County we are absolutely doing everything that we can within our power to figure out who committed these horrible, horrible crimes.
The sheriff and the attorney general continue to ask for anyone with information to come forward. Sheriff Reeder says he thinks fear is still widespread.
Nobody is going to come and speak with us without the fear of them being known and maybe being subject to the same thing that these 8 victims fell to. The fear of retaliation from whoever these killers are, that's real, and people feel that.
The events, Pastor Fulton says, are forever etched in his memory.
You know, they say time heals. That's not true. Time just helps you to deal with it better.
Fulton does believe that a breakthrough in the case could help Pike County move on.
I really believe if there was arrest and convictions, that it would bring some closure for the family and for the community if there was arrest and convictions.
But at this point, there is no sign that closure will come soon. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Sam Hendren in Columbus.